Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Prisons are tough places to be. I think that's common knowledge, really, for anyone. How tough, how scary, how dark do they get? Well, you can turn on any documentary you want. You can turn on any depiction of a television show in prison, and your opinion will probably be affected by how that is depicted. But in some cases, it can be very bad. We're talking about right now what's going on in the prison where Richard Allen is staying. Should be in a jail, by the way, because he has not been convicted of a crime, and prisons are typically for that. The county jail is for while you're waiting. But in Delphi, they don't do things quite that way. There's been a lot of allegations of abuse coming out of that prison. Robert Baston claims he has seen Richard Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, so much so he was willing to go and testify about it, but stepped down for his own safety and fear for his own life, were the words that he specifically used here to discuss what that life is like in prison and exactly what can be done if this sort of actions are taking place. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me. Yeah, I mean, we expect a rough life in prison without a doubt, but it doesn't excuse inappropriate, abusive, bad behavior, especially when it comes to the people who are in charge, the guards, the people who are working, if these allegations are in fact true. Do they just not have much oversight in most prisons that allow an attitude like this to fester and grow?
You know, it's hard to say because I think prisons differ dramatically, certainly from state to state. And even within states, you will find, you know, typically federal prisons are much different than state prisons, and the institutions for the criminally insane are very different from regular prisons. And so you've got all these variables. But the facilities that I'm familiar with are primarily on the West Coast, and there are cameras everywhere. Guards are monitored, and that's as it should be. You know, we know that when police wear cameras, that they behave differently when you know you're being filmed. And so I hope that's what's happening wherever Richard Allen is being held. And I don't know that it is, but it should be standard.
I mean, it seems from an outsider looking in, if these sort of allegations are being made, if you're the one running this prison, may want to take a look at that. You may want to make sure these things aren't actually happening, because I would imagine that could be quite a liability if proven.
Yes, definitely. And I know that the prisons I'm familiar with, there are staff whose job is just to monitor what's happening on the cameras and to investigate any incident of violence. And it is taken very seriously that they don't allow, or at least they do everything they can to try to prevent this kind of abuse by staff of the prisons. But not every prison is the same.
Why do we have such varying degrees of difference within the prison system? You would think the prison system is a prison system. It should be kind of like McDonald's. It's the same burger you get any place in our country, but that's not really how it is. Why is that?
State governments, you know, each state, as with so many things, every state does things their own way, and there are differences. And so that's why I think the federal prisons are a little bit more standardized, and, you know, people would generally prefer to be in a federal prison than a state prison because of that. And so it's, as far as I can tell, it's just that some states are put more money, you know, have more money and put more money into the prison system, and they're better funded, and, you know, they have a different philosophy.
In the letter that was addressed to the Carroll County Clerk of Courts, Baston, who is the inmate who has said, "I'm not going to testify," claims that he had seen Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, which Vastin said has affected Allen's health and mental health. So we're looking at that. Mental health, especially when it comes to what a lot of people will go to in this case and say, well, he admitted it. He confessed on the phone to his wife and to his mom that he did these sort of things. But when you're under that sort of duress and mental stress, I imagine it wouldn't be hard to end up giving out a false confession if you think that it's somehow going to get you into a better place. It's an act of survival at that moment in time.
Yeah, it's hard on one level to imagine confessing to something like that if you didn't do it. But on another level, yes, people have done that before. There have been all kinds of false confessions, well documented. And so when people are desperate, and again, we don't really know the status of his mental health. It's reported to be poor at this point. He certainly does not look like a well man. And, you know, we really need to have things transparent, and we want him to have competent care, and certainly nobody who's incarcerated is entitled to it, you know, Club Med, but you want to feel like people are treated with basic human dignity. And, you know, this is another red flag about this case that is of concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're discovering a lot of things that we assume are happening or have been happening, or standards to which things happen don't really happen to those sort of standards. And then that's a whole other system that needs some sort of reform. Speaking of transparency, here I have actually all of the documents that transcribe the conversation that was had behind closed doors with Judge Gull and Richard Allen's attorneys, Mr. Rossi and Baldwin. Read it in its entirety. It's on the channel if anyone wants to be bored for 30 minutes and hear the whole thing. But I mean, in summary, it pretty much says what we've all been saying, or we've heard rumblings of. Gull does ask them to step down, or they will be publicly scrutinized, humiliated, possibly having some sort of sanctions or other issues take place. It does really feel like she did put them into a corner. It's going to be interesting to see more of what the Supreme Court says on that now that is out. Just in the interest of this case going forward and trying to wipe out so many of these sideshows that have absolutely nothing to do with the death of those two little girls, where do you think this should go at this point? Bring the old attorneys back in, get a new judge, keep the judge, new attorney. For the sake of justice and Richard Allen and just mental clarity on this, what would you like to see?
You know, it feels another thing that feels kind of icky and messy at this point, and it just shouldn't function that way. Mm-hmm. Things should be transparent. It seems like if the attorneys are willing to work pro bono and these are attorneys that he wants, then you don't get into the issue, well, they have to be court appointed. If they're willing to work pro bono, as they've said they are, let him have the attorneys that he wants. He's already been working with them. That just seems to be, you know, part of our basic rights to be represented by the counsel that we choose if we can make that happen. I understand if they're court appointed, that's different. Then the court gets to decide. But it feels like a clean slate with a new judge might work better at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I would.
That would be my vote.
Tend to agree on that. And hopefully they can get somewhere out of the sideshow land on this and back to finding justice for those two little girls.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps.
You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.